For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And we did a second batch of Artie Award nominations, 30th Anniversary Artie Awards, Buffalo's Theater Awards, and this week on Wednesday, we got some of last year's winners to announce this year's nominees. These may be nominees for a long time, because I don't know when we're going to actually do the Artie Awards, but it was fun.
It was more than fun, and it was so nice to see some of the stars that we've seen on stages for the past several months. There they were in our living rooms, live, socially distanced, of course, on our computer screen.
And dressed up for the occasion, which I didn't expect. In the middle of the day, it was done at noontime. But I also thought it was an impressive roster of nominees.
Now, for folks who missed it, of course, they can go to WBFO's Facebook page, and it's right there, archived. You can watch it all over again. I do have to tell you a funny thing. As it's pointed out, each of the persons announcing was a winner of a major category last year. But a couple of them, I was wondering, let me make sure I've got that right. So I went to this wonderful archive, which you know all about, the Artie Archive, which I actually thought you maintained, Mr. Chase.
I don't. I didn't even think of it.
Get out.
Doug Wyand does that.
Doug?
Yes. Doug Wyand, director, actor, choreographer from Musical Fair Theater. He also has come to be associate producer of the Arties because he just does so much for it. He's pulling together the photos and everything, but he's very enthusiastic about it and wonderfully supportive, even for this broadcast, you know, helping me get in touch with some of last year's winners. Everyone said yes, but he does that website. And if you just Google Artie Awards Archives, you'll go right to it. And it's just your one-stop shop for all things Artie, just who won in the past, who hosted the shows, where they were, when categories were new, when categories were retired, career achievement winners. Do you see the statistics at the end?
No, I must have missed that.
Most nominations without ever winning, most...
Oh, well, we know who that is.
Most losses, most Arties won, but it's all this fun kind of Artie trivia. But yeah, I use it all the time.
Well, it's very impressive. So thank you, Doug Wyand.
Yes, indeed. Thank you. And I know that even as things are being announced, he's adding them.
Well, that was the best part. I went there just to check on his spelling, and it's like, wait a minute. This just happened.
Already there. No, he's on it. Yeah, very, very together. Well, other competitive categories, well, they're all competitive, but you look at like the list of actresses in musicals, it's like, whoa, how do you pick among these? So even the inevitably egregiously overlooked, which is a quote from Julie Andrews when no one else in the cast of Victor Victoria was nominated for the Tony, but it happens, you know, inevitably something doesn't get in that was wonderful, but at least I think everything that got in is wonderful. So that's kind of fun. And next week, Wednesday, again, at noon, we'll announce the rest of them. So that's kind of cool and gives us all something to look forward to because there's not much theater happening, which is not to say that there is none. Torn Space Theater has bravely mounted a program they're calling Silence down at Silo City, the same place where they did Harvest. They do an annual August early harvest performance, kind of ritual. I did not venture down, though I do understand from people who did that they felt very, very safe there. Safer, in fact, than they have in any store. It's very beautifully, efficiently, smartly operated. And the piece focuses with a kind of Zen tranquility into a moment of peace in this time of turmoil. And it is a ritualistic procession. And in the background, far away, you see the fog, the smolting fires beyond the periphery of where our focus is, which is on the peaceful Zen experience. And as is the company's style and characteristic of performance art in a succession of arresting stage pictures. So that's Torn Space down at Silo City. Tickets are scarce. As I am speaking, there are some, but anticipate that it will sell out. So if you feel inclined to do this, it costs $30, I think, and they've added a performance. The added performance is the Thursday, August the 13th. Weekend sold out, but they've added Thursday, so you can possibly see it on that day, but you'll need to move quickly.
I was very impressed with all of the protocols that they outlined very carefully on their website. And also, there's a bit of audience participation, which is something I've done with various groups. You take a piece of burnable cloth and write on it something that you wish would go away in smoke or something that you would like to bring into your life. And I guess these are put to fire during the show.
I've seen you at audience participation. There was that unhappy Betsy Carmichael bingo incident, remember? I could have warned you, don't sit in that seat.
I should have just lied. No, there's nothing under my seat. Or kicked it over to the seat next door. Who knew?
For Theater Talk on WBFO,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.